Simin Tov Yud Ches Din Tainus Rosh Chodesh Sifal Rosh Chodesh Aser B'Tainus. One is not allowed to fast on a Tainus. Siv Beis Ein Gozer in Tainus Al Tzibur Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim. Therefore, we aren't Gozer a Tainus on the Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah or on Purim. Either V'Mischilu Shegazer Sanus Kach Lekach Yamim. If they said that they were going to fast certain days for rain or something like that, Hischilu Behem Kodem Rosh Chodesh. They start before Rosh Chodesh. Afil Yom Echad, even one day, and then it turns out that it includes Rosh Chodesh. Emaf Seeking, you don't stop. Misanu Mashlimin, you need to fast, and you fast the full fast, just like every other Tainus. Mishnah Berurah points out that in Siman Tov Kafayim Beis, the Chonim bring that this is all in Eretz Yisrael, but nowadays we have the status of a Yachid, and therefore we stop on Rosh Chodesh, and we wouldn't fast on such a day. When it comes to fasting on Rosh Chodesh, the post can point out that if someone is getting married on Rosh Chodesh, then they should not fast, unless it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Av, that some have the minhag to fast on those days anyway, so therefore if you were getting married on that day, then the Chasan Kala would fast. So if Gimel Yachad Shkibel Av Tanis Kach Kach Yamim, if an individual accepts upon himself to fast a certain amount of days, Upagabar Rosh Chodesh, turns out Rosh Chodesh is in one of those days, O Shkibel Av Lasanas Rosh Chodesh, or someone accepted straight out to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Im Kiblo Balashon Kabbalas Tanis Ba'alma Eino Tzar Chatar, if he accepted it as just a regular Kabbalah's Tainus, so then he doesn't need to fast. It does not require a Hatara at all. It's Batal Me'elav. Havim Kiblah B'Lashon Harei Alayishu Lashon Neder, but if he accepted it as a Lashon Neder, Tzarech Hatara Eschachem, then he needs a Hatara, because a Neder is Chal on Dvar Mitzvah. Even though the Kabbalah's Tainus is not Chal on the Dvar Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, a Neder is Chal. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that in Yoredeyasim and Reish Tezvav Sif Aleph, you need to be Shoal on a Neder so that you cannot fast. And we give him a Pesach by saying, if you would have realized that the Rosh Chodesh fell on in such a day, would you have done it? And we are matir it. So we force him to be matir the neder in such a situation. The reason that a neder is chal on the Dvar Mitzvah, even though Shavuot is not, is because a neder asers on the chayfetz, on the object, and there is no tzivoy command on the object. But a Shavuot asers on the person, and this person is already commanded not to fast on such a day. If someone took a shvuah to fast a certain amount of days and Rosh Chodesh falls out in that day, hashvuah chala alav mitamis or kolel, then the shvuah is chal because it's included, just like it includes the days that are not prohibited, it includes all the other days. But if you say, I'm going to fast on Rosh Chodesh, nearly shechal of shvuah kevin shein al midrabanan, says the Shulchan Aruch, since it's only midrabanan to not fast on Rosh Chodesh, then the shvuah is chal. But the Rambam sounds like it is midoraisa to not fast on Rosh Chodesh, because the pasuk says Moadechem Urashe Chad Sheichem, and we equate Rosh Chodesh to Moed, and therefore a shvuah is not chal on it unless it's a kolel. But the Shach in Yerodea writes that even Rosh Chodesh is midoraisa, it's still prohibited to fast. Even if Rosh Chodesh is prohibited to fast midoraisa, still the shvuah is chal on it, since it's not mefurish in the Torah behedya like Shabbos and Yontif. Rather, it's learned from the hekesh of Moadechem Ubrashe Chadsheichem. The truth is, later on, the Magen Avraham is machria that the Isser on Rosh Chodesh is only midrabanan. Siv hey, Hamasana Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah Upurim Tanis Chalam. If one fasts a Tanis Chalam on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Upurim, Tzarech L'Mesav Tanis Anisei, you need to make up the fast on another day. Unless the Mishnah Berurah says it's Rosh Chodesh Av or Nisan, where we said that there are some who have the minhag to fast on those days anyway. Simin Tov Yud Tes, Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Is a mitzvah to have extra food on Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah explains that even though there's no obligation to have a real suda, you don't have to have bread or something like that, and you could have some other food, extra food on Rosh Chodesh to fulfill this, still someone who has the suda Rosh Chodesh and eats extra, that is Meshubach, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's enough to just add something extra. So if it's Shabbos, you add something extra for Shabbos, and if it's a weekday, so you'd add something extra on the weekday. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that you can do it during the day. There's no mitzvah laharbos at night. It could just be marbe, something during the day. Based on this, the stipler used to have wine on Rosh Chodesh a little bit, and he would give it to his whole family.